This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale. Greg, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
All sorts of movement. We saw a sell-off on Friday. The conversation really revolving around China. China had updated some of their trade policies when it comes to export controls and rare earth metals. The president and his team saw this maybe a day after it had happened and had a reaction to it. They basically said we were going to impose 100% tariffs on China. Starting to talk about not meeting with President Xi at the APEC summit in South Korea towards the end of this month, and the markets really took that on the chin, and you saw beans down, you know, 17 to 20 cents. So the corn down, the wheat down, the Dow got hit for over 1,100 points at one point.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with Acre Edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
December corn down 0.75 cents at 4.12 1/4. November soybeans up 1.5 at 10.08 1/4. December soybean meal down 80 cents at 274.20. December soybean oil up 41 cents at 50.38. Chicago wheat down 2.75 cents at 4.95 3/4. Minneapolis wheat is up a penny at 5.51. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1.75 cents at 4.81 1/4. December oats up 2.25 at 2.99 1/2. On the Merck, October live cattle up $1.23 at $239.70. October feeder cattle down 55 cents at $374.95. December lean hogs up 95 cents at $84.98. Class 3 milk up a penny at $16.93. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.